This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, this is a good song for this segment. Welcome back to Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
What do you mean, Micah? No, not Micah.
The guy we're going to talk about here in a second. Well, I do want Micah Parsons, or Michael Parsons, whatever his name is. I would love him here. Many disagree. That poll question, by the way, Nolan Smith in the first round for Micah, 50-50. Very
50-50.
Close. Afternoon show Friday, because the news broke during their show. They threw out a similar concept. They might have been the exact same trade idea. But it was pretty much 50-50 on their show. I forget it was John Johnson or someone on this weekend had a similar idea.
Guilty.
50-50. 50-50 is that one. All right.
Guilty.
There it is. As far as don't you want me, well, I do want Parsons. Some do, some don't. Here's who clearly wants to be an Eagle. So let's update here. So we know there's been a question mark at the safety and corner position so far in this camp, to the point where this morning I was at Vic Fangio's press conference. He was asked about if they need Cooper DeJean to play safety, how does he think he'll do? And he said he basically said he'll think he'll be very good there if we need to use him there. So there's a safety and corner up in the air and go through camp here. Who's going to be the safety next to Reed? Who's going to be the slot corner if they have to move move Cooper back to safety? But there is a free agent safety, Hugh, that we've talked about over the past few months, still a free agent, and that would be Justin Simmons, former Bronco, played for Fangio out there, went to the Falcons last year, and yesterday someone saw a Instagram or TikTok, whatever it was, of him, and he's wearing an Eagles hoodie in it. What do you make of that? Seems desperate to me.
Well,
seems like
that's a lot.
It is a lot.
To never play for a team. I guess he's letting it be known that he's willing to come here, and I'm pretty sure he's probably has his agent on the phone. Talking to the Eagles, and it still might be up in the air. Who knows?
But where's the line? Like, again, if they sign him tomorrow,
I don't think the pride line.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. He's a veteran. He's played in the system before. Now he's a few years removed from when he was better, so he might be towards the end now. Maybe that's why they don't want him. But it just feels like he's kind of begging.
I get what you're asking, Joe. He's trying to let it be known that he's a villain. Is it a little bit over the top? I do believe so.
Would you have done that?
No, that's not how I choose to operate.
Yeah, that's right.
But I can't be mad at people that choose to do things like that. And we all pick and choose the thing that we do in life. We have dignity or not. I'm not saying he's undignified for doing it, but I'm just saying that's just my pride won't allow me to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And maybe that's a bad thing, because maybe by him wearing that shirt. Maybe the Eagles see that and think, hey, maybe they will bring him in. Who knows?
Now, if this was the first time we heard that he wanted to be here, I'd say, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, this is about the third or fourth
time. This has been going on for months.
Yeah. It's been going on for months. And the phone, I'm assuming it hasn't rang. Or maybe, because we don't know, maybe they're telling him, hey, man, let's see how these young cats work out. And if you're still available, we'll bring you in.
All right. So I think that's probably a very logical thing that might have happened. Like,
yeah.
They've communicated and they said, look, we want to give these young Sydney and Makuba, the young guys, a chance. We have a month until the opener. How much longer do you like, if that is the scenario, if let's pretend that's happening, how much longer until they make that phone call and say, all right, come on in. Like, if the 1 month from today is the first game, what is the line of, all right, we've given these young guys 2 weeks, we give them another week, Hugh, we give them another week and a half? Like, what? When in the line is so then he could come in here and be up to speed and play early in the season?
You know what, Joe? And you got to follow me on this because I'm going to connect the dots.
Okay.
I think it all depends on how good or bad the corners play for, what, Thursday?
So you're connecting the corners because of Cooper with
because
the
Cooper's the wild card.
Yep.
Here, right?
Well, you can move anywhere you want him to.
Yes, he's the wild card. He's the guy, say, and this is how I'm thinking. I don't have anything. This is me recklessly, you know, speculating. But I think in a pinch or if out of necessity, Cooper can be the safety.
Next to Reed, yeah.
Next to Reed. I think if you have to, if one of those young corners steps up and plays the corner and the slot well, you will move Cooper to your safety spot and let him roam. He could do that. He doesn't have to do a whole – we know he can hit. You know, he has the range. He has the ability. I think that that's your ace in the hole. So if those two young corners can hold their own and you can work with that, then he'll probably be the safety. Now, if either or does not work out, then you move him back to the slot position.
And sign us.
And then you bring somebody else in. I think and that's me speculating of not seeing a whole lot of practice because our vantage point, we don't get to see a whole lot. That's just me when I think about this and think about the non-moves that have been made as far as the safety position is going. It makes me think that Coop's doing a much better job than we see.
Well, Vic did say this morning that he thinks if needed, Cooper could play safety well. Like, say he is the ace in the hole. In this
yeah.
Hole. The other thing is Vic said this morning that the preseason games are important. He needs to see these guys,
yeah.
The young ones, play. Because he said you could only understand and feel so much at practice because they don't hit each other.
Yes.
It's not
and that's
real.
why I think that this first game, what happens with that corner play, if somebody's out there getting torched or somebody doesn't understand, you know, basic concepts of what they're doing, then it's going to be a problem. I would venture to say that going into this first preseason game, who are we playing against?
Bengals.
The Bengals. They're throwing the ball a lot with the young receivers. I know the big dogs aren't going to be out there, but they like to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a good test for the young corners.
You know, I credit Vic Fangio for this. He makes the preseason interesting to watch for owning his defense on the field. Because
he's going to play his guys.
He played his guys.
Yeah.
Now, the offense, I'm guessing, will not play anyone, right? This is what they've
no,
done
No, but
years
it's going to be.
And they're veterans. And look, you're not going to put Jalen Hurts out
but
there.
But it's going to be, I would assume, because this is how preseason used to be, a lot of one-on-one matchups. Probably a lot of, like, zone-based defense stuff. They're not going to blitz a whole lot. You just want to see who can flat-out play.
Yeah, if you have gotten the mindset of just don't even think about the preseason because it doesn't matter anymore, Vic makes it matter a little bit more. Okay, he's going to play these guys. And,
yeah.
And the Simmons thing is hovering over this. Ultimately, I don't think they're going to sign Justin Simmons.
No, I don't think so.
I think if they thought he could really still play, he'd be here already.
I think they like Cooper and his versatility. And they're allowing other guys to kind of work in. But if in a pinch, I think Cooper moves to safety.
Yeah, and I'm anti-old guys in the secondary. When you lose a step, that's where I'm with you on the Thundercats. Let the young guys play
yeah,
in
let
second.
The secondary.
You need to be able to run, and I'm not sure Simmons could run much anymore. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good,
hey,
Ken.
And thanks for that bottle again, man. I know I've shared it like three, four times.
Was it really good?
I haven't drank it yet. That's the kind of wine you drink with a lady.
Oh,
so I ain't got
waiting
one.
On that.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute. But
yeah,
it's chilling.
It, enjoy it, you.
It's chilling.
Is that enough to sway you off of Cowboy Jim?
What do you mean?
Has Ooh. Ken now bought you away from Cowboy Jim?
No, Ken, if I'm not wrong, Ken gifted me because Ken mm-hmm. went to Napa.
We know how easily you can be bought, though.
But
so
no,
I'm wondering
I mean that,
if,
and I appreciate the gift.
I'm
not, but no, that's a gift. That
yeah,
was a
Ken,
that was
Ken,
a nice.
Ken's been to Napa several times, and he's got a cellar with about 150 bottles.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Bottles.
So he gave me a bottle.
Also, at
I'm
least
not trying
Ken,
to buy anything.
Yeah, Ken you. Comes in with his opinion, and then whether or not we agree or not, he moves on with his
mind,
day.
Yeah.
Cowboy Jim tries to sway you, and that's the problem. All right, go ahead, Ken.
And I want to thank Kyle for getting me up so fast. I was only on hold for a few minutes, so I don't know why anybody's
See, there we go.
Shots, boy, I tell you, we got some petty people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I love it. It's hot. That's the reason. Go ahead. So,
before I get to this Micah Parsons nonsense, just a couple of really quick things on the Phillies. Mm-hmm. First of all, Andrew Painter is not even the best pitcher on the Iron Pigs pitching staff right now. So we might want to pump the brakes on how much he's going to help this team when they bring him up. And he very likely is on an innings cap. So when he reaches those innings, if that's during the season, during the Iron Pigs season, then that's during the Iron Pigs season. So, and the best outfield defensively for this team is absolutely Harrison Bader in center field every day and Brandon Marsh every day in left field.
Yes.
You don't lose much offensively by having Brandon Marsh play every day compared to Max Kepler or Weston Wilson. So you might as well put the best defensive outfield out there. And it's important to note that Stephen Kwan wasn't traded, period. So it's not like the Phillies didn't do enough to get him. There wasn't enough to get him from Cleveland. Cleveland clearly didn't want to trade the guy. So I think you have to give a little bit of grace to the Phillies, because if he had been moved somewhere else, then it's one thing to say they didn't do enough. But the fact is, it doesn't look like the Guardians were willing to trade him. So,
unless they were completely and totally blown away, which obviously no one did.
Right. So the fact he wasn't moved tells you that nobody did enough. So you can't single out Dave Dombrowski, and I'm happy to single out Dave Dombrowski in most cases. On this Micah Parsons nonsense, and it is nonsense. First of all, I wouldn't trade a first round pick and the backup long snapper for Micah Parsons. I am not trading a first round pick for Micah Parsons. There's just no way that's going to happen. And OG Wade brought it up, a little while back in the show. So he was kind of wondering out loud. I have the answer for OG Wade. The last team to win the Super Bowl and have the sack leader for the season that year was the 1986 New York Giants. So I've been trying to tell you guys for a few years now that sacks, the individual sacks, are what get players paid. Right? I pulled you there.
At a new moment.
Individual sacks are what get players paid. But, the Eagles have won the Super Bowl twice, both years. They did not have a double-digit sack guy on the team. And they had 38 sacks for the season both years, which is, kind of middle of the road. So there's no correlation between we add the guy and that puts us closer to the Super Bowl. It just doesn't work like that.
So I understand your point, but I think sometimes we talk about stats like that, and it's just – paints a picture that doesn't mean they wouldn't be closer. Like I could have said before last year, and it would have been accurate, no team has won the Super Bowl paying a running back more than $2 million in the last decade. It didn't make mean the Eagles were less likely to win it because of Saquon, because he made $12 million.
Well, right. You can manipulate those kinds of data points to kind of make any point you want to make.
Like you just did.
Well, no, because the overall point is that it doesn't put you closer to winning the Super Bowl when you're already the best team in the league. I don't know if Micah Parsons is a bad guy or not. I don't know him personally. I don't know what kind of guy he is in the locker room. I don't know if he's a gamer. So it's got nothing to do with Micah Parsons, the player or the person. It's just got to do with the fact that I would rather have the flexibility to pay Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell when they have to, and Cooper DeJean when they have to, and all of these guys. And, you know, look, they've done what they've done here for the last few years is they've gotten younger and cheaper on defense mm-hmm. because they've got all the big money on offense. At some point, that's going to flip. Right, and
well,
start
we see that similar, Ken. You're right. You're right. And then it will, if they got Parsons or Watt or Garrett, whoever the flavor of day is, it would be harder to keep them all. Ken, I understand it. And the point you made and others have made it, Hughes made it, that they have a team here and they don't need this and they could just keep this quarter. I get all that. I just want to throw one thing in there because the sack thing, again, it reminds me of the running. You pay a running back, you don't have this group. All right, like we just manipulate numbers around all you want. Let me just throw this out because there's a sense that Parsons isn't that great of a player. I think he is. And I know we don't use stats like this very often. It's almost like a war for baseball. I'm just going to give you something I saw over the weekend. Have you ever heard the stat EPA per play, Hugh? EPA stands for expected points added, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, a good play, you're going to have a higher EPA.
It's kind of like war in baseball, right?
Exactly, right? So if Jalen Hurts takes a sack, that's negative, right? You lost the idea you're probably going to score in that drive. It's less likely. He throws a 40-yard bomb, you're more likely to score in that drive.
Mm-hmm.
In the last four seasons, when Mike Parsons is on the field, and this could go to your point, maybe he shouldn't come off the field, right, when he takes a playoff. When he's on the field, the Cowboys have the best defense in the NFL per play. When he's off the field, it's the second worst in the NFL. Take that for whatever you want it to mean. When he's on the field, they play like the second best defense in the league. When he's off, they're the second worst. Second best, second worst. I mean, it's like, it's crazy the difference.
Yeah, and there have been times where teams have made Micah Parsons disappear. Like, voila.
But it's not often if they're the second best defense in the league when he's on the field.
It's often enough for what you say that EPA to go up when he's not out there. Like I said,
not out there means he's off the field.
Like, well, I know what you're saying.
Hurt or taking a playoff or resting.
That's the money downs. Yeah. So if I know that when you talk about Micah Parsons' biggest asset is his ability to get to the passer, then I negate that by running right at him. Like that's the thing.
I think it'd be I think he's better on a better team. It'd be harder to do when you have Jalen Carter and Zach Bond and I just think if you get him to a great team, he'll be better than ever. I know a lot of people don't want him. That's fine. I would love him here. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're saying today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Slow news day, guys.
It's actually kind of a big news day for us. Parsons asking for a trade is
Michael Parsons.
Big news story.
I mean, we're also coming off the weekend where a lot of news happened.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. They're mad at both you guys today.
Okay.
A lot of back and forth here. I want Hugh Douglas drug tested right now.
Evergreen.
What I do?
Well, it's probably about the Parsons. That's the Nolan Smith Parsons thing.
Yeah, because I have vision that they just don't get sometimes.
Yeah. So Julio can't just be happy about the Phillies for one day.
I thought the Duran thing was awesome. He was great.
Nope.
I was like, am I supposed to predict they're going to win a World Series because they won a couple games by scratching across runs against the Tigers?
The reality is you can't win because we got this one from Hugh. Stop getting ahead of yourself, Douglas. It was three games.
Hence the small sampling size, yep. Which I pointed out more than
they didn't hear that.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I mean, they never do.
They don't care.
I mean, that's not a problem.
Hugh is against any player that could potentially get more sacks than him as an Eagle.
We all see right through it.
That's everybody because I don't play anymore.
Well, but hold on. But Parsons is racking up like 14 a year. He'd be at your number fast.
Oh, no. Yeah, he probably would. But he's a one-trick pony. He's a one-trick pony. That's a hell of a trick.
Yeah, but it's
one-trick pony.
And then how about these two back-to-back? Stop blaming Max Kepler, Joe.
I'm not blaming him. I want him fired. I
mean, that's flat out.
No one's blaming the man. I just want him unemployed.
And then Hugh Douglas is a Max Kepler apologist.
Thank you. Finally, the people see what's going on here.
Yep.
I'm not.
You are.
Well,
I'm not.
Let me get this straight, Hugh. You want Painter home in October. Parsons isn't that good. But I have no bad things to say about Max Kepler.
It is amazing.
I don't know. My job here is to try to give you different perspectives.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I do that, people tend to get upset with me.
Annoying perspective.
But, okay, I'll take that. But it's a different perspective because nonetheless.
You just picked the most annoying, like Tobias Harris, Max Kepler.
Tobias Harris, this is a fact now.
No.
You don't want to hear it?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine.
Here's a fact.
But he's made a lot of money not being all-star.
That's wonderful. It really is. when there's a bum and we all could see he's a bum and you try to tell us, yeah, but maybe he's not as much of a bum as you think, it bothers people.
No, see, those are the words you choose to use, and I do not disagree with you. I just choose not to use those words.
Well, what other words am I supposed to use for a 201 batting average?
You can use
155 the last month.
I choose not to use the words because, I mean, he is a professional baseball player.
Barely.
And somebody, but he's a professional. He's out there.
Mm-hmm. For now.
So, I give him a little bit of respect when it comes to that. But you can use the word. I've never told you you couldn't use the words that you use. I just find them funny.
I realize maybe we need context. He's way better than me and all of our listeners. He's a bum in the context of his own sport right now.
It's
all relative.
Yeah, if that's your assessment, I'm okay.
Well, if we're doing a scale of players, he's more on the bum scale than the star scale.
How's this for an assessment? Hugh acting like Micah Parsons is a loser takes one to know one.
Ooh.
That's
a low blow, man.
That is a low blow. That is... I haven't heard one of those. Takes one to know one in a while. Yeah. That's 90 stuff.
Yeah.
All right, last one here. Mm-hmm. Hugh has a lot of nerve talking about pitchers like that when he looked like Bartolo Colon on the mound out there throwing the first pitch.
Not Bartolo.
Excuse me. Oh, no, is that that's the chunky one?
Yes, Bartolo.
Okay, I give you that because I probably was more chunky. But not now, though, baby, because this has been shredding season. Not no more.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen you as big as Bartolo got.
No, Bartolo was like butterball.
Baby. That's,
like,
that's an embellishment for the sake of,
He was actually,
which I can appreciate.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, I'll take embellishments. That's okay.
Well, we embellish on the show
all the time.
Yeah, it happens. All right, let's grab Brian in Lafayette Hill. What's up, Brian?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Brian, what's up?
I am so excited about this Duran. I mean, he makes it an eight-inning game.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there in the seventh inning last night saying, all we got to get are 6 outs. And then this guy comes in. You know what kind of pitcher he is? He's an FU pitcher.
And we haven't had one of those around here in the bullpen in a long time,
yeah,
Brian.
I know what you mean when you say that. Yeah, he is that.
He throws 103.3 and says, there's my fastball, hit it. And then he throws a 98-mile-an-hour splitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very efficient.
Well, he took four pitches Friday night to finish the game. Four pitches.
Doesn't Jack call that a splinker?
It's a splinker. A splinker. Yeah, 98 splinker. Yeah.
But it's so much fun when you can look at Max Grau in the bullpen ready to go in. And then they take the lead, and it's like, no, you sit down, Matt. We're bringing in a real closer.
Well, it gives you an energy, and I think the team has that. Brian, we appreciate it. What you felt that the game was three less outs, like you just count those final three already, that's the way the opponent feels. And that's what I think Hugh was speaking earlier. If the Phillies can get leads, especially in October, you're going to start counting outs.
Yeah, that's it.
You start counting outs. I mean, the other team, I think they start pressing a little bit, knowing, like, if we don't score in the seventh or eighth, he's coming in the ninth. That's a big deal. All right, that's it for us for today.
That's it?
It is, yes. We're back here tomorrow because we're always a champ camp.
Yeah, we're always here.
Always a champ. We'll be back tomorrow morning live at Eagles training camp. Afternoon show, they're coming up next. I believe Mount Rushmore week begins on the afternoon show this week. So they're coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.